OneOptus customer isn't too worried, some heartbreaking news for a hip-hop fan, and a motorist chips away at his savings.
Hey, I'm Effie Bateman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Thursday, the 29th of September.
And my name is Errol Parker. It's good to be here, good to be back. It's good to get rid of September. And kicking things off today, a lifelong Optus customer is not really sure how valuable, quote, sexy underscore surfbabe87 at hotmail.com is going to be to the hackers.
Yes, corporate Australia is in a panic this week after an anonymous but clearly amateur online hacker has somehow managed to breach the data of 9.8 million Australians through a cyber attack on the major telco Optus.
Australians caught up in this dismal display of complacent cybersecurity are now rushing to replace their driver's license numbers and get their new cards, with state governments waiving all fees and redirecting the multi-million dollar cost of changeovers to those bastards at Optus.
However, not all victims of this cyber attack are as worried as those rushing to safeguard their documents from identity theft, such as local Batuta Grove woman Elodie Martinez, who has been with Optus for so long that the only information they have is her old MSN Hotmail account.
As Elodie points out, this hacker is only going to be greatly disappointed when they try to steal her identity with nothing but sexy underscore surfbabe87 at hotmail.com to work with. Yeah, I think they got Clancy as well. They were able to log into his old FHM account, so...
Did you have a weird Hotmail address at any point?
No, I just had one named after my favourite football team. Yeah. Nothing out of the ordinary there. But speaking of things that are out of the ordinary, a heartbroken 50-year-old white boy will be on his knees tonight saying prayers into streetlights.
Yes, local Batuta-based regional product integration coordinator Glenn Mealy, age 50, has had to take an early mark from the office today as he mourns the passing of an artist who shaped his entire early adulthood.
This follows the news out of the United States. Pioneering rap artist Coolio has died age 59, who achieved enormous success with the Grammy Award-winning 1995 hit Gangster's Paradise.
The song was listed at number 85 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time and lives in the hearts of dorky white boys around the world as a gritty gangster ballad that doesn't feature the N-word, gifting suburban rap fans full license to learn the lyrics and recite it all from start to finish.
And Glenn Mealy is one of those dorky white boys. A deeply entrenched member of Generation X, the local father of four was only 23 when Gangster's Paradise dropped. He says this urban anthem provided him great relief from the Bon Jovian, Hootie and the Blowfish numbers that were dominating the airways at the time.
It's probably not the day to say it, but I quite preferred the Amish Paradise version.
Right. Yeah, it's not the day.
It's not the day.
As someone firmly entrenched in Generation X, I think. You've upset God with that one. And our last story of the day is about petrol, and it's going to get more expensive. And this one is about a motorist who queued for 2 hours to save 20 cents per litre, blows savings on a 2-for-1 balsamic Red Rock.
Local motorist Ross Mintz, 55, school sports coordinator. We've got a few coordinators in the news today. Woke up at the crack of dawn this morning to catch the last of that sweet, sweet Frydenberg fuel excise.
This comes as fuel prices are set to skyrocket today after the tax cut made by the previous government 6 months ago to get them through an election they lost. Anyway, it all comes to an end today.
Fuel excise was halved in Australia to ease cost of living pressures, but the new government said it had no choice but to return to its normal rate after losing close to $7 billion in revenue.
Jesus, like losing Clancy's inheritance. Unfortunately, with fuel still relatively low, but also noticeably more dear than it was yesterday, Ross didn't end up saving too much at all.
In fact, when you take into account the Gruen transfer, the big unit has broken completely even. He has said, those balsamic chippies get me every time, through a painful mouth of heavily salted ulcers.
Yeah, can't say they're my favourite chip. And today's quote of the day comes from our prosperous West. After WA moved to reclassify nitrous oxide canisters, or NANGs, as a Schedule 6 poison. and put age restrictions on the sales. And this comes from Perth journalist who wrote in one of those strange newspapers over there. He wrote, "Getting high has never been so convenient. With half a dozen Perth businesses providing 24-hour door-to-door delivery of nitrous oxide canisters, which have been linked to brain damage and death."
Started off sounding like a fantastic ad there. But yes, he said, ordering the small metal canisters known as Nangs is as easy as arranging for pizza delivery or Uber Eats. If you're out and about in the city, no problem. Just arrange a collection point and you'll get them in a jiffy concealed in a food bag, no questions asked. The Sunday Times got a cheery smile and a have a fun night send off from the driver who delivered two small boxes containing 100 canisters to a car park within 30 minutes of our order.
You know, that's just the entrepreneurial Australian spirit, really. I mean, they have to make do over there in Perth. They're very isolated, as opposed to over on the eastern seaboard where, you know, the cities are awash with alcohol, nicotine, cocaine, cannabis, GHB, meth, ice, LSD, Datura, mushrooms, and God knows what else. You know, I think the people in Perth have got it right.
I think so too, and it's a lot cheaper.
And nitrous oxide sounds like it occurs naturally in nature. it's a natural high.
Yeah.
Good on them, I say.
Yeah.
And until tomorrow.
See you later.